Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Fans develop their own language. It's quite common for them to invent new words. Sometimes, they give a word an entirely new meaning. What better example of this than the culture of K-pop among international fans like us? In K-pop, words are not just a means to communicate. They are also key to understanding a whole new universe and meeting fellow fans. Annyeonghaseyo! I am your chingu, Ruth Navala Mayo of Inquirer Super K, and this is Let's Talk Oppa, an Inquirer podcast powered by Puma Podcast. Every fandom has its own culture, and every culture has its own language. And K-pop culture is rich with terminologies, and this is what makes it interesting. New terms are created regularly, not just by the fans, ha, but also by the people who produce the music. I'll give you an example. When Super M debuted, they had Jopping as a single. Jopping is a combination of the words jumping and hopping. It's a word SM Entertainment founder Isoo Man invented. Then, you also have arguably the most popular invented word in K-pop. Who doesn't know the meaning of borahe? Borahe was coined by V of BTS in their 2016 concert, in which he said, and I quote, "Do you know what purple means? Purple is the last color of the rainbow. Purple means I will trust you and love you for a long time. I just made it up. I wish I can see you for a long time. Just like the meaning of purple. We'll always trust you and go up with you. You don't need to help us all the time. You can hold our hands and follow us now. We'll go up really high. I'll make it nice." End quote. Borahe is the combination of the words borasek, or purple, and saranghe, which means I love you. Borahe came to mean as I purple you, which, according to V, means I will love you to the end of time. Borahe has become a word so powerful that it connects BTS to its fans, the ARMY. It's a word so identified with BTS that their agency HYBE Entertainment made the move to trademark the term 2 years ago. But borahe is just one of the many K-pop slangs that you will encounter online. Napansin nyo ba? Jopping and borahe show how Koreans love combining words. Mapa-English man yan or Korean, they just like doing that. To teach us more about K-pop slangs, we have two guests joining us today.
Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Ang pangalan ko po ay Jin Eun Kim at ako po ay tinatawag nilang Sir Jin dahil ako po ang beginner class teacher ng Korean class with Joshua Cho.
Sir Jin, magkano po ang enrollment sa online school nyo?
Ang tuition fee po ng class namin ay mga 2,000,000 piso bawat session. Pero discounted po para sa inyo, kaya libre na lang. Wala pong bayad.
Narinig nyo yan. Libreng lessons. Just head to their YouTube channel or Facebook page to find out how you can avail of their free lessons. Search for Korean Class with Joshua Chaw. Our next guest is a longtime K-pop fan whose bias is shiny.
Hi, my name is Bunny Javier. My Twitter account is pinkheels02, that's PENKHELS02. What it means, don't ask. I'm also a shiny fan since 2013.
Welcome, Bunny! Now, chingus, there is a reason why we should familiarize ourselves with K-pop terms. The first of which is to avoid getting into trouble with fellow fans. For example, there was a Filipina actress who got into trouble with armies a few years back. Why? Because she called herself a saseng. That's a big no-no. Bunny, what is a saseng?
Saseng means stalker fans. So, there's a thin line kasi when it comes to fans. Pag sinabing saseng, parang porket na sunod saseng ne. No. Ang saseng means they stalk the idols, meaning pati private schedules, basta mga personal things. They know they're there. Parang nagugulat na lang na nandun sa tabi na lang sila, o kaya during a flight, nandun siya sa same flight na katulad nung idol. Hindi siya magandang term, especially for Koreans, kasi very, very bad talagang connotation doon eh. It means someone who doesn't know the boundaries.
In Filipino culture, we have this thing where we apply bad words to ourselves and our friends. I think this is something that we adapted from the West. You know, we call our friends gaga, sira ulo, bruja, and we don't get offended by it, ha? But this is not the case with some Korean words. It's very offensive to do that, especially since sasengs have a history of harassing idols.
Kasi yung saseng talaga, it's very particular if you are in Korea and you follow all or everything, pati yung personal life ng idol na yun. As in, pati yung mga nababalitaan natin before, di ba, yung mga kumukolect ng hair, ng mga personal effects, and whatever. Yun na yung saseng levels to the extremes. Kunyari, personal schedules, magugulat ka nalang may post yung, ewan ko siguro, kunyari, isang fan site or isang fan. Magulat ka parang, paano niya nalaman yung schedule? Ayan, then people would, ano ba yan, masyado kang, bakit mo alam? Or kunyari, when you take a video too close, people would also, ano rin yun, parang, ano ba naman yan, masyado kang nakadikit sa idol, wala ka ng personal space, ganyan-ganyan.
There are a lot of crazy saseng moments documented online. They've installed hidden cameras in hotel rooms. They've sent notes with menstruation blood. Yuck! And they even attempted kidnapping. So no, saseng is a serious term. It's not a word that you throw around because it sounds cool. Parang bomb joke sa airport lang yan eh. A saseng is not someone who just follows the schedule of the idols. A saseng is someone who crosses the line. They stalk idols even in their personal time. And they put their safety at risk.
Culture-wise, what you think is not offensive to us might be different for them. Huwag ka nang gumawa ng way kung alam mo naman na, alam mo yun, huwag na masyado, tarang dito ka lang, alamin mo lang yung limitation mo.
Even for idols, they draw the line and protect their personal space. How important is it for Koreans to maintain their privacy, Sir Jin?
Halimbawa, nagsiselfie ka lang sa park, ganun, nagvideo-video ka lang, mapapansin mo yung mga tao na nasasaklaw ng video mo o kaya ng picture mo, pagka napansin nilang pumapasok sila sa frame, ay tinatakpan nila yung mukha nila. Pagka yung mga tao naman na mas sensitibo, ay nagre-reklamo pa sila at ginugusto nilang ipabura ang mga picture na yun o video na yun. Dito po sa Pilipinas, di ba? Kahit nagsiselfie lang tayo, pag may pumasok sa frame sa likod, ay nakikipost na rin sila, di ba? Yung mga ganun po ay isang napakaganda at pinakamagandang katangian ng mga Pilipino na kailangan pong tularan naman ng mga Koreano. Hindi po masyadong maganda na masyadong maigpit. Dito po sa Pilipinas, sa tingin ko, mas warm po yung mga tao. Mas maganda po ang ugali ng mga tao dito when it comes to privacy.
And this is why we have to learn the culture of which we are a fan of. Di ba? We don't want to commit social faux pas, especially online. And we definitely don't want to go overboard. There is another negative term that can describe you as a fan. It's not as bad as saseng, but it's still something that you should be aware of. And that term is akke. It's a type of fan who only likes one person in the group but actively hates on the other members.
Ang akke, a shortened word for akjil. Kain fan. Akjil, ibig sabihin parang masama. Kaya notorious, parang ganun. Kain naman, ibig sabihin ay personal. Kain, personal, fan. So parang notorious, personal fan, parang ganun. Ang akke ay yung mga fan na, halimbawa, usually yung mga K-pop nowadays, majority sa kanila yung mga grupo. And then hindi maiwasan na kumikiling yung preference natin sa certain members ng isang grupo. Na habang ganon, habang nanonood ng mga music video o kaya ng mga concert, hahanapin ko yung parte na marami siya. Pagka nararamdaman ko, napapansin ko na natatabunan siya, o sa tingin ko ay nagiging sagabal yung ibang mga miyembro sa paglitaw niya sa camera, ay parang nakakaroon sila ng inis o galit. Sa sobrang pagkagusto nila sa specific na tao, ay nagagawa pa nilang siraan yung mga ibang miyembro ng parehong grupo.
So, kunyari, you're a fan of a group. Meron kang favorite, diba? That's what you call your bias. Pero gusto mo pa rin sila as a group, kumbaga meron ka lang favorite. Ang akge naman means you only like one person and you hate the rest.
An akge is also different from a solo stan. Being a solo stan is fine. You can just be a fan of one person in a group. There is no requirement naman to like everybody else, diba? As long as you don't hate on them. For example, before I became a fan of SHINee, I was just a fan of Choi Minho. Why? Because I enjoyed this 2012 drama to The Beautiful You. At that time, I really didn't consider myself as a shawol, which is what SHINee calls their fans. And that's the thing about being a solo fan. It doesn't make you part of the fandom yet. There are a lot of reasons why fans become fans. One of those reasons is when they fall for an idol's charm called Aegyo. Aegyo is being cute or the act of being cute. Attracting fans is the reason why idols need to show and be Aegyo.
Ang Aegyo po ay expression ng cuteness. So ito ay pag-express ng pagmamahal sa pamagitan ng salita o kilos. Kaya parang nagpapakute ka. Parang naglalambing, kumbaga. Yun yung Aegyo, lambing sa Tagalog. Actually, ito po ay nakilala lang ng mundo dahil sa K-pop. Pero sa totoo, bago po ang K-pop ay ginagamit na po ito ng malawakan sa Korea. Kaya lahat po ng mga tao, magkarelasyon ay gumagamit po ng Aegyo. Regardless of K-pop man o hindi, basta lahat ng uri ng paglalambing ay tinatawag po na Aegyo sa amin.
Normal yun sa mga idols. Pag sinabi, oh, magkagawa ng Aegyo muna yan para, alam mo yun, maka-attract ng mas marami pang fans or yun yung way nila ng ano, fan service nila. Usually, ayan yung mga heart, finger heart, o kaya yung mga ang, meaning yung parang kakagat sa mansanas tapos maglalabas ng heart. Kaya gagawa ng mga V-signs, tapos magwi-wink. So yun usual Aegyo, yun yung Aegyo. Pagpapakute lang siya.
In my case, Onyus and Taemin's Aegyo made me curious about SHINee. So I guess Aegyo is really necessary. Having Aegyo is especially important if you're a young group. K-pop is very competitive and people can be mean. Kaya nga, diba, we have a negative word to refer to unsuccessful idols. And that word is nugu.
Ang nugu po literally means sino o kaya who. Pero kami pong mga Koreano, pag sinasabing nugu, ay wala pong anumang ibang ibig sabihin o ibang hidden meaning. Pero narinig ko po na ang nugu ay ginagamit naman madalas ng mga overseas fan, mga foreign fan, when pertaining to parang sino siya, hindi siya kilala, baguhan pa lang siya.
In slang, it also means nobody.
Usually, nagagamit yun sa mga rookie from smaller companies. Parang pag may mga opening performances on mga shows, diba? Usually, mga rookie group yung mga opening. So, marinig mo yung mga tao sa'yo, nugu. Parang sino ba to? Unknown. Ganon siya. Pangit sa pakinggan. Kaya dapat wag natin ginagamit yung nugu masyado.
May period pa nga yan eh. Rookies are called rookies in their first year. Pero if in their second or third year, and they have not yet won an award, or when audience feel that they are overhyped, naku, asahan mo yan. Maririnig mo yung word na nugu. Having said that, you have to be careful naman on who you call nugus. Because when the nugus become somebody's in the future, naku, their fans will hunt you down. And then joke lang. Pero di nga, konting minor naman. Kasi, would you believe, even EXO, when they were just starting, they got a lot of criticisms. And at some point, they were even called nugus. Imagine that. EXO, nugus. Diba? Our next word is something a K-pop fan will surely come across, especially on social media. You will find the word selka often used by idols when they take their selfies.
Hindi sila selfie. Selka ang term sa Korean.
Yung selka, ito po ay abbreviation ng self-camera. Yung mga Koreano po ay dati pa po mahilig mag-selfie mula pagkabata kami. Kasi sa Korea din po nagsimula yung mga phone camera. Mas mabilis pong nag-develop yung mga phone cameras ng Samsung nung panahon na yun.
What? Samsung developed the first phone camera? I didn't know that. We've taken phone cameras for granted talaga, no? But you know, there's actually a debate on which company created the first phone camera. Some websites credit brands such as Kyocera or Sharp. But in fairness, Samsung developed theirs almost at the same time. I will leave this topic to techies. But one thing I know for sure is that Samsung is still here. Diba? Idol selkas are posted on Instagram, but sometimes they become part of the official merch. If you've become a true fan of something, you will not be able to stop yourself from purchasing merch. And why should you stop? Don't stop. There's no reason to stop. Little collectible photos of the idols included in the merch are called poka. Poka is just a shortcut for photo card.
Kunyari, naghahanap ka ng mga ka-exchange sa photo cards, poka lang yung tinatype nila. Di ba kasi haba ng photo card eh, sayang sa space sa Twitter, so poka lang yung spelling niya.
If you want to buy a merch of your favorite group, go to Twitter. Head there. There are many online shops that offer pasabay. Some shops offer merch of one specific group, while others sell products of multiple groups. Mamimili ka na lang. But sometimes, you enter a fandom late. Maybe 3-4 years late. And that's fine. That's absolutely fine. The problem comes in when the merchandise that you want and you're looking for it has long since been out of stock. Diba? Problema talaga yan. And this is where Bunjang comes in. When you search Twitter, you will find terms such as Bunjang finds. This word had me very confused for days. Because when you translate Bunjang on Google, it will come up with the word makeup. As in, for the face? But obviously, Twitter peeps use it very differently. They use it to sell items. So, I kept researching until I found out why. I learned that Bunjang is the name of a website in Korea that sells used items.
If you're looking for, kunyari, photo cards, may ta-type ka doon, tapos yung Bunjang market na yan, which is yun nga, which is a market, ililist niya lahat. Lahat-lahat ng mga pwede mong mabili from the rare items to the newest ones or yung mga kare-release lang. Ukay-ukay siya ng mga K-pop items.
Bunjang is a place where you can find really great deals, but the sellers are Korean, so you'll need middleman to help you with the transaction and keep you safe na rin. But of course, you can do it on your own. In its English form, the site spells their address as Bunjang. B-U-N-J-A-N-G. Bunjang. But Sergin said that in Korean, it is pronounced and spelled as Bunjang.
Usually, nagkakamali po yung pronunciation nila ng Bunjang kasi B-U-N yung spelling niya. Pero ang tunay na pronunciation po niya ay Bunjang. Ang Bunjang ay shortened word po ng 번개장터, 번개장터. Ang 번개 ay nangangahulugan lightning, kidlat. At 장터 naman ay market. Ibig sabihin, siya po ay lightning market. Ibig sabihin, pag may in-upload ka doon, in a speed of lightning ay may bebenta mo o makakabili ka ng kung anong gusto mo. Sa Korea, ang mga Koreano po ay mahilig sa second-hand buy and sell. Ako po personally, ako po ay nagpapalit ng mga bagay-bagay kung ito ay sira na o pudpud na o lagas na ganon. Pero ang mga Koreano, dahil siguro sa kasaganahan din doon, ang definition nila ng pagpapalit ng gadget man yon o ano man yon ay nakabase sa existence ng bagong model. Halimbawa, meron akong cellphone. Pag dumating yung bagong model, ay kailangan ko nang palitan yung cellphone ko. May sira man o wala. Kaya siguro ang kultura ng buy and sell sa Korea ay sa tingin ko isa sa pinaka malinis sa buong mundo yung kondisyon ng mga binibenta nila. Kaya lumitaw yung online shopping mall na Bunjang.
There are other marketplaces in existence ha. Aside from Bunjang, fans also use Yangdo and Mercari. Bunjang just became the word fans apply to all secondhand selling or buying. Parang sa atin, we use Colgate to refer to toothpaste or Xerox to a photocopier. You'll find all these slangs written in either English or Korean on social media. But if you're a newbie fan, this can be overwhelming for you. Don't worry, Bunny has some advice for you.
Best to get to know whoever your idols is through variety shows. Usually naman dyan, ha, kay Weekly Idol yung mga yan, o kaya nasa New Wave Brothers, di ba? O kaya iba sa Running Man. So, dun nyo sila makikilala. And then, look up at Twitter, you try and find yung mga big accounts na translators. May mga iba kasing translator that would explain specific sentences. Diba kasi may mga sentences sa Korean that would mean one thing and another. So, depende on how the conversation went dun sa show, they would explain that entire sentence na itong meaning niyan, but based on this conversation, ito yung meaning nila. So, when you see translators doing that, that's a good translator kasi they explain to you, hindi lang yung parang translate lang o lang translate.
We learned a lot of K-pop slangs today. So, let's recap everything we've covered. Borahae is a special word that bonds BTS to ARMY. It means, I love you.
Borahae, Borahae, Borahae. 사생팬, 사생팬, 사생팬.
Is a stalker. While,
악해, 악해, 악해.
Follow only one member of a group and hate on the other members.
애교, 애교, 애교.
Means cute or to be cute.
누구, 누구, 누구.
Is a mean term to refer to unsuccessful groups.
셀카, 셀카, 셀카.
Means self-camera, which is another word for selfie.
포카, 포카, 포카. Ka
means photo cards. It is a useful term when you want to purchase a merch. Bunjang refers to the second-hand market. It is short for
번개장터, 번개장터, 번개장터.
Enjoy your shopping! You've been listening to Let's Talk Oppa, an Inquirer podcast powered by Puma Podcast. If you like this episode, subscribe to Let's Talk Oppa on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Again, this has been your chingu, Ruth Navarra Mayo. Follow Super K on Facebook and Super on Twitter. This show is produced by Macy Hoven and edited by Joseph Salcedo. We'd like to thank Bunny Javier for joining us in this episode. Don't forget to watch and learn from Sir Jin and Kim on the Facebook page Korean Class with Joshua Cho. Next time, let's talk about jobs in K-dramas. Stay safe, everyone! Annyeong!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.